Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Marina Villeneuve, New York State government reporter for the Associated Press, joins us. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
We start with this headline, Cuomo retreats from open news briefings that made him a star. Well, we can guess on why.
Yeah, there's definitely been a big change this year as the governor has been facing a lot of questions about sexual harassment allegations and how his administration has handled nursing home COVID outbreaks. And since December, the governor hasn't held an in-person news conference. Those are the sort of daily briefings that we got last spring where journalists can, you know, stand up and kind of freely shout out questions at the governor. What he's been doing this year is holding virtual calls on Zoom or on the telephone where you can basically dial in, hope to get picked, and only a few reporters end up getting picked. Usually you can't ask a follow-up question. So it just made it, you know, very difficult to report on happenings in New York for the public, for sure.
Yeah, we watch it here at WAMC and have to make decisions about whether to air the governor, and we don't generally do that when it's a closed to press. Obviously, we can't, and that certainly has an impact on New Yorkers. Beyond that, let's talk about New York's AG, who's now investigating the governor's use of aides to work on his book. The administration says it was volunteer time. The state comptroller had written to the AG to start the investigation.
One big issue is, in New York, if there's an ethics issue, you'd think that there'd be an ethics commission that could sort of investigate these issues. But unfortunately, the ethics commission in New York is widely seen as having conflicts of interest or not being efficient. So at this point, the state's comptroller has asked the New York Attorney General to investigate whether members of the governor's staff helped write and promote his book and whether that broke the law. The governor got permission last year to, you know, write this book, but one of the conditions was that he couldn't use state resources, and his office says that he did not. But the attorney general this week acknowledged that she is investigating this issue on top of sexual harassment allegations that she is also investigating.
She is Marina Villeneuve, a New York State government reporter. For the Associated Press, you can read more of her work at ap.org. Marina, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Great.